All right. Renegade Lawn Care.
Hey, Liz, this is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash.
Hang on, this is Heather.
Oh, okay.
One second.
I thought you sounded different.
All right. Yeah, no, this ain't Liz.
All right, got
Let
it.
Let me get it.
It.
She left her phone in here.
All right, perfect. Thank you. Thank you, Heather.
Uh-huh, one moment.
All right.
Hello?
Hey, Liz, this is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash.
Hey. Hello, how are you?
I'm great. So we need 3 more documents. I'm just kidding.
Are you serious?
You're approved. You're approved. It's done.
Oh, Jesus, God.
Sorry, I didn't mean to give you a heart attack there. Man, I was going to say, Right. Sorry for the hurdles and everything, but like I said, you're going to absolutely love this. So the reason I'm late on the call, I was getting the gist of what I have to do next. I'm going to verify the locations with you first. If there's any of these that you want off, just let me know. Okay?
Okay.
So first off, Lee County, Cape Coral.
Yep.
North Fort Myers.
Mm-hmm.
Fort Myers, South Fort Myers, so all the Fort Myers, Lehigh Acres,
mm-hmm.
LaBelle,
yep.
Alva, ALVA,
mm-hmm.
and Bonita
yep.
Springs. Is that all right?
Yeah, I think we can take the Bonita Springs off.
Okay, got it. So,
because I haven't gotten one down there, and to just go for one.
Hmm.
Would burn more into the profit. I mean, we've got 9 homes right now on Cape.
Right.
We've got, 2 in North Fort Myers, which is right by the Cape.
Okay.
We've got 1 in Fort Myers. We've got, 3 in Lehigh.
Okay.
And 1 in Alva and 2 in LaBelle right now.
What about South Fort Myers? Do you want that one off? Or?
Yeah, we have one there. We have,
okay.
That's, I call it Fort Myers. It's, I don't know why they do the South.
Okay.
I don't know why. To me, it's all Fort Myers, but I know why they do North Fort Myers because it's logistically North Fort Myers. But they don't ever put South Fort Myers. They just put
okay.
South Fort, I mean, it's weird how to explain it. But yeah, we already have one in which would be considered South Fort Myers.
Okay. Got it. Yeah. When I was reading it, I was like, okay, all the Fort Myers. All right. So we got to correct.
Yeah, well,
I'm
there's specifically,
of
there is one actually called North Fort Myers. It's just the South one is not called South Fort Myers. It's just called Fort Myers.
Gotcha.
So right. Yeah, when we initially signed up for this, we were telling them, you know, all of Fort Myers, but the person who put it in is like, well, there's a South Fort Myers. I'm like, they really don't call it that, but you can leave that in. That's fine. But there is a legit place called North Fort Myers.
Gotcha. So everything but Bonita Springs. So we're taking Bonita Springs
yeah,
off.
Yeah, you can take that one out.
All right, so that is off. Okay, I'm supposed to give you some tips, and I'm glad I'm learning this end of it too. So frequency of answering the phone calls affects the rankings. I did a search on it. Currently only one other company has their leads on. So you should be good, but just try to answer the calls. If you don't answer the calls right, that's an unqualified lead you're not charged for. So, but it does affect your rankings for answering. Also number 2, customer reviews. So just keep pushing for those, the new jobs you get, right? Just send them that link. That way they could keep adding reviews on your LFA or your Google Guarantee campaign. Okay?
Okay.
And the last thing, so right now you're good because, like I said, only one other company has their leads on currently. But the higher the budget, the higher you rank. So in the future, I'd say rock and roll with the minimum budget first. But you can always add to your budget, and that increases your ranking, I guess. Okay?
Okay.
So those are those three tips. All right. So
the
next thing I need to do, so the minimum budget, which, again, this guarantees you up to 13 leads, that's for $261. That's what you want to start at, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. So I'm creating an invoice, and we're okay to charge that now?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And we're going to start the leads right away. I guess they're starting them tomorrow, though, while you're in business hours. Okay?
Okay.
Give me one quick second here. All right, create invoice. Just bear with me. This is my first time doing this one. I love this. It's fun. It's fun. Now I know, too, like, if I have other clients and their insurance is denied, I'm right away, I'm like, go get the Accord form. Like, man, when they first told me that, you know, Alicia, I was like, what the heck is an Accord form? I've never heard of this. All right. So, create invoice. Here it is. All right.
Come to find out, I had the Accord form the whole entire time.
Oh, really? Really? Okay.
Yeah, I went through our paperwork early after I got it to put, because they sent me a copy and I printed it off. So I went to add it to the paperwork and it was right there. And I'm like, oh my God, I just made them do all this. And here I had it this whole time.
It's all good. It's like, hey, it was a learning curve. I know it sucks it happened, but I'm glad it happened for my future clients.
Yeah, because Angie's lead never wanted that. They just wanted the, that liability form that they had given, that I first gave, that's
right.
All they wanted.
To show
that we had, you know, a certificate of liability. That's all they wanted. They didn't want an Accord form. So, yeah, this was something new for me, too, so.
Yeah, learning curve for all of us, you know. But, again, blessing in disguise. I think it's going to help other clients in the future, because if it happens again, now I know what to tell them, you know. Let's see. Okay. Oh, I have to select a reason for billing date. Okay. I'm just going to put billing. That sounds right. All right. Save payment. I put LSA lead, 261. Okay. So that is charging right now. Oh, hold on. I got to refresh. There it is. And... 3, 2, 1, we're good. Your leads are going to be live. So where you monitor those leads too, they're going to come through your phone, okay, and it'll say LSA lead on it, okay, which just means local service ad. So you'll know every time it is a Google Guarantee lead, okay? Also, in your tracking system, which you have access to, right, your dashboard?
No.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I do. I've been asking Celine, because since we launched the new website, it's not as easy as the old one, so I'm still learning how to access that.
Let me make sure to her question. She put leads from the dashboard as well, right? Just messaging Perry right now just to make sure, because I went into your dashboard and I clicked on leads and it gave me like an error. So I just,
yeah, the only problem is that they're counting two leads. That was Angie leads.
Oh, got it. Okay.
So that kind of, that peed me off because they're still sitting in my dashboard. Both those phone numbers that are there that are almost similar, that have no name, no nothing. They're just two phone numbers. That's Angie leads.
Got it. Okay.
Oh, how the hell they're calling me is beyond, they shouldn't be contacting me, but yeah, I messaged Celine about it, but, I don't know. I thought they were going to take them off because that's Angie leads and they like to contact us.
Yeah, right. They're just trying to get you to sign up or put more money into the leads. I get it. Okay, so I'm going to look into this because I got a message from Perry. That's where you track your leads is from that dashboard. But when I click on it, it's saying 500. Oops, the server encountered an error. So I want to make sure that's rolled in for you.
Thank you.
Too.
Okay, you're getting it too.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm getting it too. So I am.
Yeah, that's where the problem's been. And I said something, and she said that it was fixed, but if you're getting it again, then it's not been fixed.
You know what? I'm going to put this into the Brainiac section.
That keeps happening, and I mean, it's happening a lot. Like, all of a sudden, I can access them, and then when I go back to try to access them, that error 500 comes up all the time.
This client, when logging into her dashboard, when she clicks on leads, it says 500. Hold on. So just so you know what I'm doing, I'm putting this in the it's called our IT help desk, and like this is where like all the like computer Brainiac guys are in, you know, so they'll get it fixed. I just want to make sure that's fixed for you because we're launching these leads, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, so sure, I put this up here.
Cool. Yeah, because it's even come up to the fact that it came across the one time saying that the, what was it, that Renegade Lawn Care, that it was no longer, like, working. It had an error on it. But then when I go and I type it on another, like, on the computer, it comes up, but I can't access the leads or the reviews or nothing. It gives me an error, that error message, and I messaged about it. I mean, I have tons of text messages where I've asked about this crap, and yeah.
I'm watching it personally. This desk that we're in, our CEO is a part of too, so I'm sending it right now. It's having.
Oh, you need to ask Teresa about that Girl Scout thing, because they're wanting an answer tonight. Yeah, on the 26th. Yeah, from, hold on. Because, what's her name, just the troop leader just messaged again about it. Right here. The 26th from 6:30 to 8:30. It's a bonfire. Go out. Here, go show her this, because we've got to let her know. They have to have 10 people or some crap that have to know if people are going.
All right, so I submitted that to her. I just got another message, too. I need to confirm your business hours. So what times do you want these ads running for the leads?
I answer the phone from 8 to 8 at night, but the reason why I answer until 8 o'clock at night is because I have those customers that get off around, like, 5:30, 6 o'clock, even after, and you know, they want to talk to us, you know, about the lawn or wanting us to do something or this or that. So that's why I answer until 8 o'clock. I don't have an issue with staying from 8 to 8, you know, but I did the from 8 to 8 for the people at work. Other than that, we stopped cutting grass at 6. That's our cutoff. We stop cutting lawns at 6 o'clock.
Got it. But you answer the calls from 8 to 8, right? Just to clarify.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's do that. 8 to 8, 7 days a week, or?
No, we're closed Sundays and all major holidays.
Got it. So Monday.
If I worked on Sundays, my wife will kill me.
Yeah, right. My wife would too. And she works with me.
I mean, I technically only get one day off, and my wife's already peed off about that because the phone's always ringing. And I mean, it's not just the business phone. I mean, I have personal stuff that's coming through because I'm dealing with my mom's, crisis right now because I had to put my mom into a home, unfortunately, because she has dementia and I can't take care of her. And my brother was now starting a business. He can't take care of her. So, and yeah, that's
so tough. My grandma had it, and it was the worst. Like, when she wouldn't remember.
But my mom's
like,
young.
Who we were,
I mean,
you know?
My mom's six. Yeah. My mom's 68.
Oh, wow.
She'll be 69 in September. And wow. Yeah, she's already got it.
Man, I'm sorry.
I believe it's from that damn COVID shot. That's just my personal opinion because my mom was fine until she got the damn shot.
I stayed away from that, you know. I got COVID twice.
Well, unfortunately, my mom had to go into a rehab center, and their whole, she had to have the shot in order.
Right.
They did it to my older brother too. My older brother was in a very bad accident in December of 19, and because he had to go to a rehab facility because his femur bone to going to his hip got broken. He got jumped walking home, and they broke his leg. By the time we have no idea how the hell he got home. He got home, he passed out. My niece found him lying on the floor. He'd been lying there for 7 days. His roommate never even said anything. He was near death. And this is Keith that we're talking about that now lives with me.
Wow.
And he had to go into the rehab center. And they forced him, too. If you're going to have to go to a rehab center, they force you to get that damn shot. And he got it, and my mom got it. Now, Keith is fine, and that's probably because of his age. But the minute my mom got that shot, we seriously watched her go downhill. And I mean, she went spiraling down at a rapid freaking pace. I've not gotten a shot. My wife's not gotten it. My daughter's not getting it. My niece isn't getting it. And my sister-in-law's not getting it. We are refusing 100% because my niece's job forced her hand to get it or else they'd fire her.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since she's had that shot, she's had a bunch of medical problems, and we're talking my niece is 25. She just turned 25.
Wow. My wife knows two, one older gentleman and one like young, like in his like 40s or, you know, and they both got strokes, you know, when they got the shot too. So, I've been staying away from that. I'm sorry that happened.
Yeah. I'll take my chances.
Yeah. Me too.
You know,
I've actually
been healthier the way we've been doing it. Then people I know that have gotten the shot have gotten sicker. And I'm like, yeah, this is why they don't know enough about the shit. How can you create that? You haven't even cured AIDS or freaking cancer, but you can make some random ass shot. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I know. I've talked to your wife about this. I love your wife.
Oh, yeah. She's amazing. Yeah. She has like some brew she puts together. I forget what it's called, but, yeah, she had me drinking it when I had COVID, and we drink it from time to time before, so we don't get it too, you know? It's like pure vitamin C or something, but she's amazing for sure.
Yep.
You know?
I've heard of that.
So I got
so heard of that. That stuff works.
Okay, good.
Go ahead.
It made my taste come back even, which I thought was crazy, you know? But, I condone this message. I have your hours down. I have your categories down. We have our tech team right now. This is like our IT guys. They're the programmers. Like, I never even see these people. But they're doing, they're looking right now into that 500 error. So what I want to do is, because we close in 2 minutes. I want to put you in for a call early tomorrow. I get in. Let me make sure you're not working. 10 a.m. Does that work for you? Should be quick.
Yeah.
I just want to give you an update on the 500 error. Like, hey, it's fixed.
Yeah,
or, hey, they're still looking on into it, okay?
Yeah, you can call me tomorrow. That's fine.
All right, cool. If you're on a job too, I'll just wait. They just messaged. Here we go. Same 500 error when emulating the user account. I'm unable to sign into the account as the user. Okay. All right. So yeah, they're still working on it. But, 10 a.m. I'll give you an update. If you're on a job, Liz, I'll just leave you a voicemail letting you know. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And your meeting should be launched tomorrow.
Well, I'm not going out with the guys tomorrow, so I should be in office. But if I'm on a call with someone, I mean, I'll call you right back. But yeah, you can call me tomorrow and let me know what they get about that message because I've been getting it for a while. I've said something to Miss Celine. I thought she had fixed it. I love Miss Celine. Don't get me wrong. She probably did, and then
like
it just came back. I don't know what the hell's going on with it, but I do know that I talked to her the one time. She fixed it, and then like a few days, not even a few days later, it showed back up. So I'm not an IT person.
Right, you were like, that
I don't, I don't know enough, and I thought maybe it was just my phone because I had to do an update on the phone. So, and I just haven't checked back since, and that's my fault because I've been super busy trying to get you what you needed, then trying to dispatch the boys, and then I have a couple customers that asked us to do some side work, and I've been trying to crunch those numbers. On top of trying to get the end of the month bills done, so
It's like never-ending fun.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes my wife's ready to kill me because I'm constantly like, just take a lunch. You can take a lunch, and it's because I'm just constantly working or not, you know.
It's kind of flipped, and my wife's like that. Like, she's like, go, 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 and I'm like, oh, man, just take a break, babe.
Right?
Yeah, so it's kind of flipped over here, which is funny. But they're still looking into it. They're trying to lock into your account, so I'm going to jump in with them and see if I can help them on that because I have your username and password right here. But I will call you regardless at 10 to give you an update on that, and your lead should be launched then, too. Okay?
And if for some reason at 10 they don't have it, you have to call me at a later time, that's fine, too. You can call me tomorrow. I know you're going to call. I'll be looking for your call. It's not a problem. You know, I know you have to set times due to the fact that you have other people you have to talk to. But know that if you can't make that deadline because you still don't have an answer, that's fine. And if it ends up being 11 or 11:30 or 12:30, it's still fine. Just go ahead and call me.
Okay.
You don't have to worry about putting in a time. I know you're going to call about it because we need to get it fixed so I'm able to look at the dashboard because I've not been able to. And if this plays a part in needing to be on the dashboard, then, yeah, we got to get this fixed.
Yeah, yeah. It's not, like, necessary, right? But it's important because you want to see be able to see all the leads and see, like, which ones are qualified, unqualified. That's the important thing to me.
I'm just hoping that, like I said, I'm just hoping that people don't do what they did to us through Angie's leads. I don't get, you know, people calling and then, oh, well, once you start talking to them, oh, well, no, we made a mistake. We'll just keep cutting our lawn. That's what's going to piss me off. Is getting those type of people. Cause I got that, like I told you before, we got that a lot with Angie leads.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of these people literally think that it's like, you're going to cut their lawn for $15. I'm not a neighborhood kid. I have a business. I have an overhead. You know, $15. I mean, I advertise $25 for God's sake.
Right.
And that's still even pushing it. But if your yard is small, I'm not going to charge you more.
Yeah, $25 is a good price for sure. It's cool.
I literally have two customers right now that are $25 cuts. One of them is $25, but because we do bug treatment for her also, we charge her an extra $5 for that chemicals, so she ends up paying $30, but technically her yard's only $25 because it's a small tiny yard. Some of these people literally think that, you know, $15 because the neighborhood kid said he would do it for that. So that's my only fear, but I'm gonna try it. We're gonna try this. I'm gonna take your word. I like your wife. I'm going to take your word. And plus, Celine talked highly about you, too. So, I love Miss Celine. I've been dealing with her for a while now. So,
yeah, she is awesome. She's one of my favorites over there, you know, and her accent is so cool.
And she said you're one of her favorites when it comes to the end that you do because your wife are easy to talk to.
Right. Yeah, me and Amy were the main ones that do the Google Guarantee stuff, like setting up the accounts. And I love managing it now, too. So I'm like, man, throw me some more. Let's get this going.
You ought to be happy I pitched a bitch about Patricia.
right. Hey, blessing in disguise, you know. You know, it is what it is, but yeah.
But it gets you more experience, like you said. So this can line you up for those other customers, too. You can actually be able to tell them, don't forget when they start asking you when you have Trish or whoever it is, make sure you guys have this, and this, and make sure you're looking for that Accord form. That way you guys, it's faster approval, because a lot of people don't know about that form. I'm telling you right now.
We didn't know
that, was confusing.
Yeah, for sure.
Because
it was.
On the documents that I filled out, it didn't exactly say the Accord form. It said a certificate of liability. So that's why I sent the certificate of liability. So, yeah, so that's something that when you go to pitch to get
like
some of the add-on.
Like, that's good, you know, like, why is Google not approving this? And at least we got down to the bottom of it, and it will help with all the future clients for sure. I've already been telling the new onboarding clients about it, you know, so.
See?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
this is helping you every which way.
Oh, it totally is, because, like, the last thing we want is for there to be any hiccups and stuff. So me being able to go through the whole process and talk with these Google support people and stuff, like, it's been cool. I really, it sucks that you had to go through this, but I appreciate all the stuff I'm learning from it. So thank you.
You might think it sucked. It did suck a smidge, but yeah. I'm glad I ended up with you and your wife. That way, right. If you couldn't call me, she did.
Oh, she
and
loves
it
too.
To me,
yeah.
It went, it did, it was a little hiccupy, but y'all made it smoother. That's how I look at it. You two really did make everything smoother for me. And I'm kind of glad that I did end up with you. And then, of course, when you're not there and you're out, I get your wife. So to me, it's
right.
Like a bonus. So
for sure.
It's perfect.
All right. That sounds good, Liz. Hey, I will speak to you tomorrow as soon as I get that update. They're already sending messages on air log paths and all kinds of
it.
Stuff. So they're on it for sure.
All right, buddy.
All right.
I will talk to you tomorrow. Have a good night. Tell the wife we said hello, and I will talk to you then.
I will for sure. All right, Liz. Have a great
All
night.
All right. Bye.
All right, bye.